Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. According to police statistics exclusively available to RBB, certain areas in Berlin have twice the probability to become a place where crime is committed than the rest of Germany. The number of crimes per 100,000 residents is above 16,000. Munich, for example, has less than 8,000. Only 42% of crimes are solved in Berlin, which is low compared to the German average of 56%. Alexanderplatz has become Germany's biggest crime hotspot with over 8,500 complaints filed in 2015, meaning the number of incidents has doubled in the last few years. A similar development can be observed in the area between Warschauer Brücke and Kottbusser Tor, as well as the Kleiner Tiergarten in Moabit. Recent numbers, however, indicate a halt or even a decline, which is an effect of a police presence. For Carsten Milius, assistant state chairman of the German Criminalists Union, the rise can be linked to the time when the refugee crisis reached Berlin. He warns people, however, not to criminalize refugees in general. According to his experience, the increase in the crime rate is linked to a couple groups of young men who repeatedly commit offenses. North African criminals, who dominated the drug scenes in their home countries, came along with the influx of refugees. This led to permanent incidents of violence in Berlin. Milius is part of the Criminal Investigation Service in Mitte that is responsible for Alexanderplatz and Kleiner Tiergarten. Criminal Arabic clans are also reported to be taking advantage of refugees. With few economic outlets, the Arabic-speaking refugees are an easy target to be hired as drug couriers and lookouts for the drug traders. Around 40,000 people have signed a petition for the preservation of the Berlin Volksbühne as a repertory and ensemble theater. The initiators handed over an early copy of the petition on Monday to Berlin's Senator for Culture, Klaus Lederer of Die Linke, and the responsible committee in the local government. The plan of the new theatrical director, Chris Derkon, is to half the ensemble and to cut all the director and scripting positions, he said in a statement. Derkon wants to make the traditional socially committed theater a venue for visiting productions. The petition calls for a statement from Lederer. A 54-year-old man was hit and dragged by an S-Bahn in Schöneberg yesterday. He suffered life-threatening injuries. According to federal police, he wanted to relieve himself on the tracks. When the S-Bahn came into the station, he climbed back on the platform but was not quick enough. Medics took the man to a hospital. A second person who was also on the tracks, according to witnesses, but disappeared before police arrived at the scene. A gas bottle or gas tank was dug out in Mitte during construction work. Due to corrosion, it was misidentified as a World War II bomb. The area between Lichtenbergstrasse and Alexanderstrasse was closed down until it could be verified that the container was harmless. The iconic rental trucks from Robin and Ventius are a common sight in Berlin and are used by many locals when moving apartments. The 64-year-old owner, Dietmar Robin, who founded the company in 1978, now wants to, quote, simply stretch his legs, and sold to competitive rental company Buchbinder in August. The customers won't notice a big difference. The 70 employees, price model, and the company's logo, a seal balancing a ball, will stay. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.